Andrew Haig, welcome to ThoughtCast. You're a senior producer of public insight journalism at Minnesota Public Radio. Can you spell out what is public insight journalism?
Sure. Basically, it's asking the audience and the public in general to share expertise, knowledge, information with us to help us produce the news.
And why would they bother?
Well, we think there's probably a couple different motivations that we've thought through. We don't have any really hard and fast research into this, but we think it's, first of all, they trust public radio, the brand, so to speak. Also, I think there's a bit of self-interest in it, too, that when we engage with them about topics that they're intimately involved with, they have a certain self-interest in sharing information they feel is correct. I mean, I think we all had the experience of being in our car, listening to the radio, hearing a story that we finally know something about. You're like, wait a second, you missed this. You didn't talk to that person. Here's an angle that you left out. And I think we're giving people an avenue, a channel to share that, maybe that frustration with us, or maybe the information that we left out before we even do the story.
So this is a way to tap the expertise of your listeners, your population. How far are you guys willing to go in terms of trying new things and perhaps lowering the walls of the fortress to allow in citizens to be able to talk back, not just providing information to you, which you then curate, but sort of talk back on a more equal footing?
That question of how do you lower the walls of the fortress, so to speak, is one that we're very much engaged with. I mean, I think the traditional notion of the audience or the public within journalism in general is that of a mob or is that of a mass of people. One colleague only half jokingly refers to them as the kind of great unwashed. And I think through public insight journalism, what we're finding and we're proving in a way is that we can manage relationships with thousands of people and we can lower those walls to the fortress without being flooded with, inundated with information and stuff that just prevents us from doing our jobs. The jury's still out whether or not doing this sort of thing, public insight journalism, actually increases your audience. I mean, I think that's a question worth asking at some point. But, you know, through the work that we do, we very consciously try to reach out to groups that aren't part of our audience. So essentially what we're doing is bringing people into the fold who otherwise maybe wouldn't have seen public radio as something that they connected with. So I think, you know, there could be some positive returns in terms of kind of giving us some foothold in communities that we previously maybe didn't have that great of reach into.
Is your public insight journalism being copied?
Well, I think there are aspects of public insight journalism that we maybe, we did learn from other organizations who are doing similar things. And as far as are we being copied, I think we've seen bits and pieces of what we're doing kind of start to kind of clone out there in the media landscape. But one way we're trying to not control necessarily, but kind of think ahead of that process is actually we're going to be sharing public insight journalism with public radio stations around the country starting, I think, next month. And then starting with four public radio stations who will start using our tools, the database that we built and the various tools that we built and kind of learning from us in terms of our kind of what we've learned about how to manage these relationships.
Which are those stations?
I can't name all of them. The only one I can name is Colorado Public Radio. And the others will be named, I think, shortly. And then next year we hope to increase the number beyond that. And then hopefully at some point it'll be available more generally to the public radio network.
Well, thank you very much, Andrew.
Thank you.